This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Only one line available. If you want to jump on hold, we'll get to you. We'll start with Les, who's in East Point. Hello, Les. How are you?
Hey, guys. Love the show, man. I have a question for both of y'all. If you guys worked in the front office of the Atlanta Falcons, would either of you be interested in interviewing Marvin Lewis, former coach for Cincinnati Bengals? You don't hear his name a lot, but he had a lot of good coach teams, you know, tough teams in Cincinnati. I know it got away from him there with the Vontaze Burfict thing, but would this be a guy you would at least interview?
Thank you, Les. I don't know. We've talked about Marvin Lewis for years.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really good coach.
He's a really good coach. He is. No.
I probably wouldn't I would be thinking a little bit
younger
yeah. A little bit more offensive-minded. But, yeah, I mean, Marvin Lewis is like the only guy that's won in Cincinnati in this modern era,
yeah.
Which is really hard to do. So, but he hadn't been a head coach in the NFL in a while.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
Like, he's not young.
If it was like one of the things where he just got out of coaching, probably.
Right. It's just it's been 2018 that he was at Arizona State with Herm for a while.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
I guess he was with the Raiders this year.
Yeah,
he was like
assistant head coach, but right. Yeah, still.
Nah, probably not. And that's no disrespect to him, but I probably wouldn't. All right. Tito is incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. You guys remember when I called a few months back about the Trey situation?
No.
You guys think they waited too long? And I believe if they need to call somehow, get Milwaukee involved, him and Giannis, because I don't think Washington's going to give up too much to get him, but Milwaukee might be a fit for him. Him and Giannis, I think, will be a good fit. So what do you guys think?
Why the hell are you rooting for him to go to Milwaukee and be good? they still in your conference.
You guys remember when I called?
Okay, all right, Tito.
All right, Tito.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Milwaukee's not in the mix.
No.
Also, Milwaukee's more likely to trade Giannis than trade someone to put near Giannis.
I know they were talking about, I saw this one was Zach LaVine. You think Zach LaVine is going to make Giannis happy?
Oh, in Milwaukee.
You think Giannis is going to be happy with him?
Dude.
Come on, man.
I remember Zach LaVine's name being mentioned here every single February for years.
Is he like the Rudy Gay?
He's the new Rudy
Gay. He's the new Rudy Gay.
Which, by the way, is a great comparison.
Is he the Rudy
Gay? That's very similar. Yeah, like, I don't, yeah. No, I don't know. Send Trey wherever you're going to get the best return.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Send him to Milwaukee.
I wish him well, but, you know.
Come on, man.
I'm not trying to.
Come on, Tito.
Trying to make the Hawks good. I don't remember what Tito said a couple months ago.
I don't.
Do you remember?
No.
I bet it was really good, though.
No.
Kyle is on 285. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I got a question for each of you.
Sure.
Randy, if you had to pick one in college or in the NFL, who's your all-time favorite teammate? And Andy, what is your one sports athletic claim to fame?
I really have a claim to fame. I won the Smyrna golf tournament last year.
No, dude. Come on, man.
Well, probably when I won the gorilla for Lily at Dollywood?
No.
What?
Goal.
Oh.
Corner kick goal.
Oh, I did score a goal on a corner kick my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
I was all conference my senior year.
There you go.
I was pretty good.
Not that good. I can never name that.
Favorite teammate?
Of all time, no. I have so many of them.
Least favorite teammate?
I would never name that. I'd never do that.
Most average teammate?
I never had a teammate that I didn't like.
Okay. Really? Good for you. I've had so many coworkers I didn't like.
Maybe like.
Like, I would never say it on the radio either.
Maybe not say dislike.
I got coworkers right now I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, obviously, I know that. And as you know me. But I'm trying to think of the teammate that I just didn't like. I don't want to say I didn't like him. I just always thought he was full of crap.
Mm.
And everybody always sends me the video of something that happened to him. And I wasn't there. I had left the previous year. But it was one guy. And I didn't like him, and nobody liked him.
Okay.
Yeah. There nobody liked him.
That is my main issue with, like, if I don't like somebody, it's generally because of that.
Yes.
Like, I think you're full of it.
Yeah.
I think you're putting on. Jordan is incoming. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just got a quick question. I'm a huge Falcons fan. My wife is a big Jaguars fan. Our son is about to turn 5.
Oh, no.
How can I make sure he grows up the right way and becomes an Atlanta Falcons fan?
I think it's on them. I think it's on the Falcons, brother.
Thank you, Jordan. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, I think it's on the Falcons.
You have the advantage of living here.
Yes.
I assume he lives here, but
yes.
You have the advantage of living here. So you can go to the games.
One thing you got to do is you got to out merchandiser.
Yeah.
You got to out merchandiser. You got to be able to keep the baby in more Falcon stuff.
Falcon stuff, especially if they change logos, which it seems like they're going to this year. Falcons merch is way cooler than
Jaguars. So you got to make sure.
Jaguars stuff's trash.
You got to. I don't know that teal.
You like the teal?
Yeah, I do, Andy.
I
like the teal.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
But yeah,
that sounds like a season ticket situation.
You got to figure out a way to keep them in merchandise.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And don't let them watch a lot of Falcons games either.
That's what I was going to say. Raise them the right way. What would the right way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
As I told him, I was like, the Falcons have got to make you want to.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. It's up to them. It's up to these 5. So he's still kind of like not quite to the age where the sports allegiances are going to be like solidified for life. That's more like 7, 8, 9, 10 to 12. You know, that's kind of the prime range. But yeah, you just gotta hope the Falcons get good in the next couple of years. They got Bijan. Like Bijan's a make you a fan for life kind of player.
Dude, I found something because I saw it this morning. All right, and you remember last year, Andy, when I was talking about the booting of people?
Yeah, like booting cars.
Yeah, starting in 2026, which is now.
Uh-huh.
There's a new Georgia law that will regulate vehicle booting. Companies must be licensed and post clear signs. Yes. That's what you need to do.
That's a good idea.
They must respond quickly, cannot pay property owners to boot cars.
Okay.
All right. And fees are limited to $75 a day.
Okay.
Cars must be released for free if the driver returns early.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This is great.
Yes.
This is great news.
Yes.
Except for the boot people.
I don't give a damn.
There's
about
a lot of
people.
Unlicensed booters out there, man.
There's so many of them. And I hope your ass goes broke.
Yeah, man.
Because you just sit around waiting to boot some damn
bodies. There's the whole economy of people that are just trying to sneak boot
you.
Man. And then they'll just be like, I just slip me whatever.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, just give me $40.
This isn't on the up and up.
Just give me $40, man.
Yeah.
I get it up all.
Whoever got that done,
yes.
Great work.
Yeah, work on the gambling aspect.
Yeah, let's get some gambling in here.
Get some gambling, Georgia.
Be good. All right, James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. I had 3 quick things for you. First off, do you think CJ Stroud and the Texans can make a deep playoff run?
Mm-hmm.
And then with Cousins, Kirk Cousins restructuring his contract, do you think that's more of a sign he's going to be the starter moving forward and he's going to be around more long term? And the last thing is, do you think we're going to get into liability issues with Penix about, like, if we get like a coaching candidate where they say they can't work with him, would y'all hire him anyways and cut Penix if we get the right guy for the coaching considerations? And those are my questions.
Thank you, James. I mean, we talked a little bit yesterday about the Penix and the coach sort of thing. Like, if Penix isn't a deal breaker for me, if it's a coach that I want and he's not interested in Penix, I want the coach anyway.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I do think the Kirk Cousins could potentially find a way. Right. It wouldn't be on this contract. You'd have to cut him.
As we mentioned on the show today.
Which we did talk about earlier as well.
And yesterday.
I think the Texans, I think they will beat the Steelers.
Yes, I think they will too.
Yeah, that's their first round game, the wild card game they play on Monday Night Football. I think yes to all those things. Evan is in Winder. Hey, Evan.
Hey, y'all. So here's a scenario. Arthur Blank just gifted you the entire Falcons franchise, but the only rule for you is that you have to pick current or former college coaches to build the front office and coaching staff. So who would you pick?
I can only pick current or former college coaches.
Current or former. Oh, man.
To build out my front office and
front
coaching
office?
Staff. Or coaching staff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm just picking a head coach, basically.
Uh-huh. Who at some point coached in college football.
I got it. I mean,
I'd Kirby.
Kirby?
Yeah.
Or
Price.
Or
see what Kirby's up to.
I would probably get Nick Saban, make sure I give him the right quarterback.
I would do that, too. Yes, I would definitely call Saban.
Get him the right quarterback.
Maybe get those guys back together.
Yeah, maybe. Dan Lanning.
Okay. Yeah, Dan's going to start getting some calls from the NFL.
Especially they win it this year.
I know.
Especially they win it. He'll be that next guy.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, for him.
Yeah. Because it's Tuesday. They're here.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, this Tuesday, man. Them Oregon Ducks are in town.
To hell with you.
Yeah.
I hope you hit all the potholes. And I hope those boot guys haven't quit yet. I hope all your buses and stuff get booted. I don't know. The greatest ones ever that would potentially... I'm just trying to think, like, who's the best coach right now in the NFL that was at one point in college? It's not a lot. Like, a lot of the guys right now that are at their best in the NFL never had anything to do with college.
Peach just got fired,
obviously. Yeah, probably... I love Peach.
Yeah, Kingsbury is OC.
I'm not as high on him as everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's not.
We'll just go Saban and Kirby. Yes. Just go from there. Bryson is in Cartersville. Hey, Bryson.
What's up, Andy? Randy, you are me and my dad's favorite, and Andy, and we love you too.
Thank you, Bryson.
What is the number one thing you think the Georgia Bulldogs did wrong in the game? And two, do you think my homegrown friend Trevor Lawrence can take home a Super Bowl this year?
What did the number one thing Georgia did wrong in that
game? Snap the ball on fourth down.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes.
That was it. They gave it to him right there in scoring position. Did they score the next play?
Something like that, yes.
It was pretty good. Yeah. So that was the number one thing they did wrong. Do you think that Trevor Lawrence can hoist the Lombardi Trophy this year?
In Jacksonville?
I don't think they're going to beat the Bills.
I think they will not beat the Bills.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think Josh.
But I don't know.
Josh Allen is banged up, dude.
They can't stop the run.
Josh Allen's banged up, and Jacksonville wants to run the ball, and Trevor's never played as good as he's playing right now.
I don't know. I just really like Josh Allen.
Yes.
Is that?
No, that's not
there's really
that.
No other. Yeah. Analysis than that. I'm kind of just rooting for Josh Allen to go on a run because it's fun to watch him.
Yeah.
I like Trevor Lawrence too, but not as much. Ken's in Evans. Hey, Ken.
I don't know. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Ken.
Quick question. Sure. So, Randy, while you playing in San Diego and Miami, are other fans as delusional as we are that we think that we are like close to a Super Bowl? Like, we do just this, do just that. We'll be ready for a Super Bowl because, like, I'm just curious. The sports
who is Phoenix
with the Cardinals.
You're Cardinals?
When I say we are, like, Falcons.
Oh, okay,
I'm a Falcons fan.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, we haven't won a Super Bowl my whole life, 46 years old, and we've gotten close twice. But I'm just curious if y'all think in Phoenix right now, like, we can look at the Cardinals and say they're nowhere close.
Right.
And I'm just not sure, like, if other teams around the country are, like, like sports talking all these other towns. I know probably not the Jets, but definitely like the Cardinals and other places like that. Do they really feel like they're close?
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. I think this is a better question for you because this is the most I've ever interacted with. When I was in those cities, I didn't
right. You
well,
like
I didn't listen to sports
taking
talk
taking phone calls.
No, yeah, so I really couldn't tell you.
Every fan base is delusional. You have to be, especially if you're a fan of a team that's never won anything before. I mean, whether it's delusional or whatever you want to call it, but like, in order to talk yourself into it year after year after year, it takes a level of, like, you know, mental gymnastics.
Yes.
Call it delusional if you want. Call it being a diehard if you want. But like, the fact that the Jets still have fans means that people are delusional.
Yeah.
The fact that the Falcons have fans is because they're diehard fans. There's no bandwagon.
I don't. Are you? If you're a diehard, are you delusional?
You don't have to be delusional. I don't think you're just going to ride with
them.
And
you should ride. You're going to ride with them.
You could be a diehard and be like, I don't think they're good, but right. I'm still going to root for
them. Yeah.
But no, I mean the reason sports is so lucrative and makes as much money as it does across the board right now is because of that. It's because of we're delusional.
Yes.
You'd stop betting if you really took a peek at how bad you were at it. You know what I mean? But you're sure the next time you do it, you're going to hit that parlay.
Yeah.
That's delusional.
I got a 27 leg parlay.
Or you're an addict. I don't know what it is, but no, might be an addict of your football team too. But yes, no, every fan base has people that are delusional. Yeah. And we're thankful for it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being delusional. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's amazing that we're still here. And Andy still believes in the damn Clippers.
A little.
Yeah.
It's like if Kawhi stays healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Harden's playing awesome.
Yeah, he played awesome last year, wasn't he?
Remember that game 7 when they just flat out quit?
Just like, what the hell? It's a game freaking 7
they
against Denver.
They didn't even
Denver,
show up. Yeah.
You don't, oh, yeah.
God, they were good in the first three, though. Randy's on a gut cleanse.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Because his guts were dirty.
Yeah, man.
And cursing.
A cursing cleanse. What's happening?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
New year, new year. Randy.
Yeah.
Wait on your show up with a t-shirt. Hey, the Hawks just couldn't crack the Raptors' nut this season. Got swept.
I did say that, yeah, my bad.
At what point in today's show, Randy says he hates the V-word?
Yeah, man. Not that one. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't want to ask for the news to slow down, but, like, this has been a crazy week so far.
It's been fun, though.
Just pump the brakes a little, you know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.